Alpha Draconians. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Murray. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. This is another video of the Extraterrestrial Races series with its own playlist. First of all, do not call an Alpha Draco, simply a Draco, or Dracos, as they are two different species, although both come from a reptilian lineage, and the mentality and ethics of those two can be completely different, as I will describe in detail further on. All Alpha Dracos get offended if they are called simply a Draco, so they strongly prefer to be called Alpha Draconians, or Alpha Dragons. And that is exactly what they are. They are gigantic, interstellar space dragons in all the meanings of that word. An Alpha Draco, or Alpha Draconian, is the exact representation of the European model of a fire-spitting dragon. It is a 15-meter tall, or more, ferocious multiple-ton, fire-spitting reptile, covered in scales, and full of horns in its head, with a powerful tail, and gigantic powerful arms, which power webbed wings as wide as those of some aeroplanes. Its official average height while standing on its rear legs is 15 meters, but it's not uncommon for fully grown males to reach 20 meters tall, or even more. Their color is variable, but their most common one is a reddish brown and black with a beige underbelly, and its skin is covered in thick scales which are extremely resistant, and provide the creature with a natural armor which is strong enough to make 7.62 human caliber rifle bullets to bounce off. Their claws and scales, which cover their entire body, are made of something like keratin and other proteins similar to the ones found in spider webs, but have a high tensile strength superior to Kevlar fiber. Under the microscope, dragon scales look like intermeshed long fibers, forming an hexagonal cloth-like structure, which gives them even more tensile strength. Fire-spitting dragons are not a myth, as all Alpha Draconians do have this capacity, but unlike how they are depicted on Earth, their fire does not come from their throats. They have special glands which are found behind their superior frontal fangs, and which fill pouches, or bladders, containing two different naturally produced inflammable substances, one behind each fang, and which the Alpha Draconian can squeeze at will, using special muscles which surround the pouch. The substances are then injected out with a lot of pressure through holes in the frontal superior fangs, as a cobra does. When the first substance found in the pouch behind the first fang comes in contact with the substance found in the second, a strong chemical reaction occurs, bursting both into flames. This way the dragon is never in contact with its fire, because it can burn itself, an accident which is not so uncommon. This gives the giant lizard a terrible weapon similar to a flamethrower, a weapon which is nothing other than naturally produced napalm. Yet the dragon cannot spit its napalm endlessly as it does run out of its inflammatory substances, and must recharge, the same way as a human cannot spit endlessly. If a dragon becomes dehydrated, its napalm producing capacity will be diminished. Dracos are another smaller species, which is usually around 3 meters tall on average, and are more humanoid in shape and nature. They are all considered to be regressive and invasive and are perhaps the second most dangerous reptilian race in this galaxy, only second after the negative Alpha Draconians. Unlike the Dracos, Alpha Draconians are a split species, living and existing in a very marked and dramatic duality state, where half of them are extremely regressive, invasive, and cruel, and the other half of their species and cultures are positive dragons with high consciousness, and are heavily dedicated to protecting other species, reptilian or not, and whoever may be in need. Although they are exactly the same species genetically speaking, their ethics, consciousness and culture couldn't possibly be more different. They are completely antagonistic with one another, and tend to cancel each other out when in battle. And they have battled a lot throughout the ages, one invading, and the other protecting those which the first ones are invading. The Alpha Draconians in general, positive and negative, are considered the gods of the Dracos, and of all other reptilian species, as they are the most powerful and terrible expression of a reptilian. The negative side of the Alpha Draconians holds a strong alliance with the Dracos, as well as with countless other invasive races, mostly of reptilian lineage, but also with many types of regressive grey extraterrestrials, such as the Orion Greys in all their variants, the Tall Mitrae negative ones, and negative Atorthans. Officially this in the remote past, officially, I must insist. On the other hand, the positive Alpha Draconians have strong cooperation alliances with positive races, especially with the Irma, space cats, with which they have a good relationship. In this galaxy at least, there are two species which are heavily dominant and can be found all over, and those are the Alpha Draconians and the Irma, and both of them are apex predators of the galaxy. While all the Dracos are considered to be regressive non-empathetic reptiles, all of them, the Irma are considered to be a positive empathic race, all of them. With the Alpha Draconians in the middle, split into two distinctive and opposite ways of life and philosophies. Alpha Draconians are a heavily emotional race, which is capable of a profound understanding of art and music, and therefore this can explain their empathetic positive nature, as they can easily place themselves in the position, or shoes, of another creature, and telepathically experience what it is feeling. Positive Alpha Draconians are a very loving, strong and dependable race, based on loyalty and ethics, with honor at the top of their values, which explains why they get along so well with the Irma. But negative Alpha Draconians employ their emotional capacity in a very dark opposite way, where hatred, resentment and greed poisons their souls, even though they would have the capacity to be positive in theory, as their more civilized counterparts prove. It is said that the negative ones cannot control their emotions and that drives them crazy, literally, not knowing what to do with such strong feelings and reactions, and when they are feeling offended, vengeance is the first thing that comes to their minds. Both the good Alpha Draconians and the bad ones are fully interstellar, and roam the galaxy in strange spacecraft of their manufacture, and which do not look anything like what a Lyrian would produce. They are asymmetrical, and look like some kind of gigantic mechanical cactus with pointed appendages all over the ship, and can be several kilometers long, being that in general Alpha Draconians are the interstellar species which operates the biggest spacecraft on average, not including large biosphere ships of other species, such as the Andromedans. Their place of origin is unclear, and changes all the time, as well as the narrative of the why of each place, but most regressive Alpha Draconians are found in the Orion constellation, when they are not out bothering other innocent cultures. Alpha Draconians do not have a language as such, as they are heavily telepathic, and communicate with one another by beaming mental concepts to one another, yet some of them can mumble some words or phrases in human, or Lyrian languages when they want to. They can communicate with other species, such as Lyrian humans, using telepathy only, as this is always their first choice. They are so telepathic that they can understand all human, Lyrian languages, simply by reading the concepts which are being used by their counterparts directly from their minds, and associating the concepts with the words. They can understand all languages, yes, but they do not speak all of them, as understanding is not speaking, although, as I said above, some of them do speak a human language. Alpha Draconians are so mentally powerful that the negative ones can kill their victims simply by telepathically imposing extreme fear in them, causing a heart attack. As if looking at a 15-meter-tall, fire-spitting lizard wouldn't be scary enough. They can kill with thought alone. But they are not the only species which can do that. They usually do not wear clothes, but exterior armor, especially around their most vulnerable parts, is used many times, with some kind of super strong cloth beneath. They may also wear capes, jewelry, and ornaments. Adding to their magnificence, they can fly in most atmospheres, including Earth's, and they are by far the biggest and heaviest creatures ever to have taken to the skies. Their arms are strong and can produce the energy which is necessary to produce lift at will, and as if they weren't dangerous enough as they are, they can also fly. Even though they are so physically and militarily capable, the Irma on their own are known to have been capable of keeping the regressive Alpha Draconians at bay, winning most battles against them, most by far. And cats don't fly. Their eyesight is very different from ours, of the Lyrian human family, as they see more into the side of the infrared spectrum, which means they can see heat, so the colors they can see are very different, and they are more comfortable at night when the light is low, although they say they don't mind working directly in sunlight either. The reason why dragons are found in just about all cultures on Earth is because they have visited the planet many times in the past, heavily influencing the culture they visited, as they have always been seen as the most dangerous creature you can possibly find. To the point where they made their way deep into Earth's popular culture throughout the ages, ending up in its official history as only fragments of myth and folklore, and also as symbols of adversity. But they are as real as they can get, and they have an outpost in high orbit right now. But the good news is that they are the positive versions of the Alpha Draconians, and are in good contact and cooperation with both the Galactic Federation, and with the High Irma Council of Avian. If this subject is interesting enough for all of you, I can continue to talk a lot more about Alpha Draconians, as it is a very vast subject. In the meantime, this will be all for today. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.